Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is show two of Hump Day with Scotty and Swatty, thanks to Sheen Panel Service, 1300 Repair. In show one, we learnt that Dane was, quote, knew that he did the wrong thing and he was prepared to cop the consequences, but he wasn't willing to pay for them. Well, Scotty thought his name should come first because the Coleman Medal is the only one you can't argue about. Let's see what show two brings, thanks to Kevin Bloody Wilson. And that's about all we can play. Of Kev, g'day, Scotty. G'day, Swanee.
Your first date and backseat of your car. G'day, Ralph. Hello, Swanee.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Are we allowed to use Kevin's?
Kev has given me complete approval, and I won't tell you how he said it, but he said you can use whatever you like.
So you spoke to Kevin Bloody Wilson
personally? Spoke to Kev, the great man, and he is also... So I'd love to come on as a guest. I said, last time I had you on any one of my shows, brother, we got the arse in 2 weeks.
So do you
so think, proud of it. He wears it as a badge of honour.
Do you think the fact that you spoke to Kevin Bloody Wilson this week will win you the Name Drop of the Week
award? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think anyone in this room could possibly beat you in name dropping?
No, no one's going to beat Kevin Bloody Wilson. I mean, seriously, he's an international superstar. He's an Australian icon. There's no one can beat Kevin Bloody Wilson.
How's your week, Swatty?
Yeah, well, it's just done. I've just woken up. So you got me out of bed for this. So.
This is where you come good again, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, start she's the arm, though. Yeah, yeah. Geez, the weekend was good, mate. It was fun.
What did you do?
We had the Albion's first birthday.
It's
my child, so celebrated like you would.
Did you put on a party where all the other parents abuse you for being so lavish? And it's ridiculous how much they spend on that party.
Yeah, and we abused ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm paying for it now. But it was good. We had a pretty big party on the Saturday night, obviously, there. And then... rolled into the UFC the next morning, or Arvo, and then and then back to the Albion.
After the UFC?
Yeah. The UFC had their official after party there.
Did you meet anyone as big as Kevin Bloody Wilson?
No
way, absolutely not.
Who are you knocking around with?
Just myself. No, obviously.
Sitting in your normal spot there at the bar?
Yeah, I was holed up there, yep. Mm-hmm. Then I popped downstairs when the VIP area to meet... obviously, they've been asking for a while.
Trying it in.
Yeah, Matt Damon and Thor, that Chris Hemsworth had been... apparently, they've been really...
No,
really
can you go back? Who was it again?
Yeah.
Matt Damon. Well, no way did you meet Matt Damon because he's like a Hollywood movie star. He's not going to the Albion.
Mate, well...
And Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Well, they'd heard good things about me, so they wanted to come and meet me. So I did the right thing and went down and popped down and... a bit of time with them.
Just to give him some of your time.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of laughs and that, yeah.
Could you describe Swatty's Instagram here?
Oh, look at that photo. They look wrapped to be there,
I just told my best story, too.
Yeah, they look... Yeah. And, mate, they are... Okay, all right, I've got a question for you. Matt Damon is one of my favourites. Tell me, do not upset me. You know, last week we spoke about never meeting a hero.
Yeah.
All right? Tell me you didn't ask for a Pernod and Diet Coke like Derm did, but... tell me Matt Damon's a good bloke. Tell me he's a good bloke. Don't tell me anything else.
No, he was really good. He was really fun. He mate, he's that normal of a guy. He even went upstairs with the rest of us plebs and commoners and got on the dance floor and had a bit of a boogie. So
did he?
With his I assume it's his wife. If it's not, I've just dropped him in it. But,
I'm his dance card was full.
Yeah, absolutely. So, mate, he was good. They were lovely. He said, thanks for looking after us. I said, no worries.
That'll be 500.
Yeah, exactly. You know, those bottles of Gregory's aren't paying for themselves, guys. He's going a bit better than me. Yeah. So, pull out your credit cards. But
did people leave him alone?
Or were they all over him? Generally. I think Australia's culture's pretty good.
It was Matt Damon, man.
Yeah, well, he's pretty slick, Jason Bourne. Yeah. He's hard to catch. He's,
you're not tapping him on the shoulder to surprise him either, are you?
He had the little cap on and was tucked away in the corner. So, yeah, they were good.
We had Thor.
They were fine. Listen, I'm not sure where we're going to be pen pals or, but next time I'm in Byron, I might hit him up and see. But yep. I think they enjoyed their night.
Well, they do. They just partied on at Albion and then off they went. That was it. They wouldn't have lasted as long as you. Where'd they go afterwards? What'd they do? Do they go on? Do they kick on?
Not sure, mate. I've got no idea, so.
Oh.
What?
Oh, Ralph.
I think a lot of people.
Is that what? What?
I don't know, so.
At the end of this show today, you'll be telling us where they went.
I've watched enough of Dane without knowing him like you do. I've watched enough of him on media to know when he goes, what, huh? He's just given you nothing, and that's it. And just you're wasting your time trying to get
listen, they had a great time at the Albion, and.
How did they get there? And don't say by Uber. Don't say by Uber. But what made them go there? Because that's what people.
Well, it's the hottest spot in Melbourne, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It is pretty cool.
So, and I think one of their party, their management or something, must have reached out to me, and then I put them onto the Albion, obviously. And,
so you said, listen, I don't have time to deal with this personally. Can you speak to the events team at the Albion?
Absolutely, pretty much. Well, and for one reason, I have no idea how to organise anything. I couldn't organise a route to brothel. So I was just, pass it on to people who know best.
Could you just talk through
back over that
what you thought might have happened? So, brr, brr,
brr, brr. Hey, Swanee, it's Knackerbags here. I represent Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth, and we're thinking that we might bring him into the Albion. I heard he's got a party on this weekend after the. UFC, and we'd like to bring him down there, mate. What can you do for us, and how do we go about doing that?
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll flick you a number and do your best.
Sorry, what? No,
I'll give you a number of a mate,
right.
And he'll sort it out.
No, I said Chris Hemsworth, Matt Damon.
Yeah, well, I got a mate.
All right, thanks.
That's about it, mate. That's
and
all.
Shawnee would have gone through a tunnel.
I told you, I can't organise myself. So
there's a hierarchy, though, of famous people. So, like, in Melbourne, everyone knows you. In Australia, most people know you. And then overseas, so they're recognised all over the world. So how do you just strike up a conversation with people who are that famous?
I said, hey, mate, how you going? That's how it started.
Timon, he didn't think too much about it, Ralph.
Mate,
he just went in. I'm Timon, he didn't change much?
No, well, the UFC started early, so it'd been a big solid day, too. Yeah. So, and I got told they were coming in, so I was told just to make sure I was...
Pace yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So got in and I didn't chew their ear off. I didn't really... Like, I wasn't going to hang around all night just because they were there. I had things to do and people to see myself.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Had a couple of drinks and said hello and talked a bit of shit about the UFC and just general boring chit-chat as you do. And I probably got out of the hair before they got sick of me. So,
They were borderline being pests to you, weren't they?
Yeah. It's fair to say that they were annoying me, yeah. I was like, Matt, one more thought. If you give me one more question, mate, that's it. And I'll grab that hammer. You don't want to see where it ends up.
Yeah.
I've got some common ground. Just tell me if this is common ground with Matt Damon and you. So, like, he won his Academy Award and big breakthrough was Good Will Hunting.
Mm.
He was a young guy.
Still haven't seen it.
It goes well.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Academy Award, just any.
For someone who's meant to be one of your heroes.
Yeah, Jason Bourne's my hero, mate.
Oh, Jason Bourne.
Yeah, and then he bought a zoo and he saved all those animals and he bought a zoo.
He's got enough money to.
Yeah.
So he won everything. I think he was co-director and co-producer as well as actor.
But probably.
Just at a young age.
Good.
Do you reckon he would have had a lot of people who were with him from the early days, just like you were watching at Williamstown Reserves?
Well, I guess. Williamstown Reserves is probably the equivalent of an Academy Award-winning movie.
Oh, a little indie.
Yeah,
a little
exactly,
indie
absolutely.
Just to kick him off with.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about the Willie Reserves, mate. They're very impressive down there.
Yeah, so that's the thing. See, there's a difference between Matt Damon and Swanee, right? So Matt Damon's come from a pretty normal level to reach the peaks.
Sure.
Swanee's come from a very low base to reach the peaks. Swanee's traversed more ground than Matt Damon has when you look at it that way.
So speaking of which...
Pretty shit way to look at it.
Speaking of which, so swanning around.
So hang on
with Hollywood superstars.
Who won that? Who won that then, Ralph?
What's that?
Me with Kev, or Swanee with?
I'm about to assist you because not only did you talk to Kevin Buddy Wilson, but on Sunday, like you know, compared to Hollywood superstars, what did you get up to, please?
Well, UFC, Albion with. I hosted a tent at the Colac Cup.
That's all, I'm done. I'm getting out of here. How was it?
It was good. Good day. No, Pickers and I.
How's he going?
He's your manager? Yeah, he's going well. He said to say hello.
I've got time. Next time you see him, just give him a shout for me. Just say I said hello.
Yeah, no, he's actually, it's funny thing is he's four floors below us right now.
But is he?
Anyway. We did off the bench on Sunday morning.
Does that mean you stayed in Colac for the weekend?
No, I went home. I drove home. Listened to a bit of Kev on the way home, actually.
Yeah. And then back in there
there's
again.
There's a good song that just sprung to mind a lot on the Sunday, and it's called Go Tell It to a Mountain Goat. So just find that song, people. Find that song, and then just imagine how many people you want to say the next line to.
Right.
A bit of homework for our listeners. Go listen to go tell it to a mountain goat.
And what's the structure for Colac Cup? Or a general, because you've been doing.
I don't even think it was a Harry the Hira marquee. I don't think it was a couple of levels below Harry's. And I reckon,
Barry.
Barry the borrower.
I think it is. And we just had the marquee in there and. We were ready to go. We got picked up and there's punters club.
Helicopter? Did you get a chopper down there?
We get picked up though. We got picked up and taken down.
That's all right.
By a couple of the lovely ladies at Croc. And down we went. And there's only one way to really get through days like that, Ralph.
Drink?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when people say drink your body weight, yes, yes, indeed. So imagine how much I had to put away. But you get through. It was all good. So I reckon similar people we've spoken to and met and weekends align, Swanee and I. So I'd call that a draw.
Sure. After show one, Swanee, you were on your way to Vic Roads after that. As I alluded to before, that you weren't prepared to pay, but you were prepared to pay the consequences just financially.
Well,
how'd you go, Vic Roads?
I like to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vic Roads actually... was it a better experience than when I had to go to Centrelink? That was a...
Hang on, what? When did you go to Centrelink?
When I retired.
This can't be true.
What? I did.
It's an April 1.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I was out of a job. I wanted to see what I was entitled to.
Seriously, I'm telling you right now, right? If 1 cent of my tax dollars went to you and your unemployment, I'll throw up. You weren't unemployed. You got paid out because you were forced out of the game with injury.
Yeah, and then I was
unemployed. Then you wrote a book.
But I was unemployed.
Then you went to the jungle.
Still unemployed.
Oh, this is raw. This is.
Long story short, I got nothing. So,
in the system.
Hang on, that's an abuse of the podcast. We want the long story long.
I don't know how to feel.
It's just up the road.
What happened?
It's just up the road. I live in Paran, the one on corner of High Street.
You're even settling in Paran?
Yeah, it's 200 metres away. We got all the flats and stuff there, so it's pretty busy. I had to take a ticket and line up for.
And anyone speak to you?
Took me AirPods, nearly got stolen. I got jumped. I had my headphones and I was watching the basketball.
Right. What are you doing here?
Took a couple of photos. Yeah. Yeah.
Taking photos.
Felt like I was Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth for the Albion.
That's Centrelink. So
Imagine being in the queue.
Yeah.
Life's not giving you a fair hand.
Giving you lemons.
In fairness, I'd had a life-threatening injury.
Life-threatening now. How many people have died from syndesmosis?
No, I ruptured me Lens Frank, mate.
Lens Frank.
Syndesmosis. I had that too, see? Also had that.
Oh, yeah.
Mate.
Do you know what?
Life had dealt me a couple of lemons too. Don't worry about that.
I can see a pause. I can see a charity forming from this. Let's talk about Linz Frank and syndesmosis injuries that are taking lives.
Wow. Mate. Oh, stress. Dark times there.
Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah, okay. No. Well, so, all right. So you and your other people who have hit hard times, you're in the queue. You got your number. Are you in a seat? You got your number?
In a seat, yeah. Yeah.
Did you blend in?
Well, you would have blended in.
Yeah.
When the less inked up person in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when it says, now serving number 122, what do you go? Yes!
Yeah. Oh, no.
A winner.
I tried to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
And I hobbled up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to see what they could do for me.
What? The person behind the counter, did they know who you were?
She played it pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, so a fair chance you could have bought and sold whoever served you 20 times over.
Yeah.
When you were trying to get your $80 a week.
Mate, well.
This makes me sick.
On the bones of my ass, guys.
This makes me sick. Fair dinkum. Oh, wow. And
we've moved on. We've moved on.
I'm disappointed.
Disappointed. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, mate. So I was trying. You never know.
There were a couple of...
Taylor kept telling me I needed to go and do something. So I was like, all righto. Yeah. I'm going to try and do something.
I'll go and do something. I'm going to bring in the bacon, love.
Yeah.
Do you get a job? Yeah. Well, not sort of.
Mm.
I watched a couple of...
God's plan, as they say.
A couple of the brothers that I played footy with along the way were quite disappointed when they missed out on their, earning $300,000-$400,000 a year.
Yep.
A little pissed off when they when their 3% ATSIC home loan didn't come through. So it was really disappointing stuff for them. Like, you're joking. That's right up there with you, Swanee. That's disgraceful.
No good. So
like, bad luck.
Anything in the this is fascinating. Anything like in the box ticking where it sort of said, you know, rent.
Yeah.
I own 8 houses.
Rent, I collected every month on Mondays.
Yeah. Last Friday.
When I say I do, my driver does.
I think it was the last Friday every month we got paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got paid all at once anyway. So.
Where did you last look for a job?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I never really had looked for a job.
Collingwood looked for you.
They did. They picked me out. I didn't pick them.
Yeah.
So the Jungle picked me out. The publisher come to me.
Yeah.
I didn't go looking for any of them.
Footy Show?
That's a sore point.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get on the
footy show.
Yeah, no,
I don't know. Ask my
last week. Ask my manager.
Got relocated.
He's 4-4s. They haven't seen him in 6 years, so I don't know.
He's living on easy street.
See what he's up to. He would have taken 20% of my paycheck. He would have pinched. Don't worry about that.
Because if he's sending an email, hey, mate, I think you owe me $16.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be fair to say we were off on a tangent.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do every week. I can guarantee it.
So Vic Rhodes, have you got your license?
Well, I have technically got my license. Now it has an I and a Z on it. I think Z must be zero and I for interlock.
Wow.
So I went to Vic Rhodes in Elizabeth Street, and I thought, fuck, here we go. This is gonna be a nightmare. But it was actually quite painless. Yeah, I was in and out in half an hour. I had to get a new photo taken, went up, and just it was pretty straightforward. Actually, I had to. Oh, the bird at the counter, like, do you have any wear glasses or contacts? I was like, no, my eyes are good. She's like, can you please read the last line of the...
The letters?
Yeah, behind her. And I read them. She didn't even turn around. I could have made them up.
I reckon she's probably heard them a few times.
She's, well, she just, maybe it's, knows like 10, it's like 10 lines of about 10 letters. And
AD, JK, F.
She's like, yep, no worries.
Yeah, good.
I was like, I could be lying. I could be blind as a bat. And so... You know, try and pull the ball over her. But
did you grab a couple of the oldies that were in the queue behind you? And go, go see that chick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go see that chick.
But I've got it done, and now after this, I dropped my car off this morning. The freeway Ford Mustang, mate, dropped that off, and
gone.
Yeah, well, it's at the Interlock place. It's only around the corner from me, so I've got to walk over there and get it. And once again, I have to pay. Interlocks aren't cheap, but I am.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah,
we're proving that.
So that takes a hit every month. You have to get it like recalibrated and
1500, is it, or something to get it fitted? Or
who knows? We're going to find out when I get there.
One of those.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. No, I think it's 400 or something to get installed, then a couple hundred
monthly.
A month or something like that. Yeah, so it's a bit flattening, but yeah. apparently, I got told, have you ever blown into an interlock?
No.
No. Apparently, you have to suck and blow. Apparently, that's the technique.
Suck and blow, dude.
Yeah, apparently you have to suck it to start and then blow it to finish it,
Who'd you speak to this week who might be able to make a song out of that?
Kevin Buddy Wilson. Yeah. I write that down for him. I believe that's how a lot of people get home on a Saturday night as well. So there's other ways than a cab charge of getting your way home. But.
And given you were surprised why it only took you in and out in half hour, how much time had you allowed?
No, I was planning on being there a while.
So what did you do with the rest of your day?
Yeah. Well, mate,
did you look for a job?
No. What did I do? I was stressed out at home on the couch. Watching the basketball thing. No, I potted around the city. I had to look at a quick round of the city, look for something to eat. Just wanted a sandwich or something to eat.
Yeah.
The day. And then just went home and.
Can you eat on your own? Life. Can you go somewhere and just sit down and eat on your own?
I prefer takeaway.
Oh, you can't do it.
Nah. Can you drink on your own at a bar?
I drink on my own anywhere. That's fine, no problem. No, I wouldn't go into a pub on my own and have a beer.
Yeah,
I don't go to a restaurant and sit there on my own and eat on my own. And I certainly won't go to the movies on my own. And people who do go to the movies on their own are weird and creepy.
I don't have a problem with the movies on my own so much. You don't talk to anyone anyway.
Weird and creepy.
Yeah. Really?
I don't do movies on your own, no.
What about at home?
Oh, on your own. You're on the couch. You do everything on your own. Yeah, no problem at all. I'm married with two kids. I do everything on my own.
So you said you wouldn't go into a bar by yourself?
I wouldn't go into a bar and drink on my own, no.
So what about if I added the word pool before the word bar?
Pool bar?
Yeah. Would you go into a pool bar by yourself in let's say, overseas?
Well, as long as you had some
Scotty time.
Yeah, as long as the... Because you're on holidays and you talk to people and you'll find someone to talk to.
So you like... People overseas more than you like Australians. Is that what you're trying to? Is that what you're going?
No, I'm friendlier while I'm on holidays.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'll talk to anyone on holidays,
even short people.
I'll talk to short people, Ralph. And when you say short people, the rules just for everyone out there, the short people out there, is I have a standard rule where I don't trust any bloke under 5'8". Just can't trust them because they're always the sneaky forward pocket type, steal your goals, go through your pockets. Ralph's 5'7". And but there's only two that I trust. Yeah, right? There's only Ralph and D. Oliver. All right. Yeah. So, so I'll talk to anyone in the pool. No worries. When you're sitting in the pool bar, who knows? Usually the pool bar's in the deep end anyway. So if you're too short, you're not getting down there. And if you ship me, I'm going to push you in it.
All right. How long are you sitting in the pool bar for?
All up, or are you asking me if I get out at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there we say.
Do you get out to piss?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
For the first...
No one does.
The first two pisses you do.
No one does.
I do. Always first two pisses you do.
You get out. Yeah. You have to be seen to
get out at some stage.
All right, one day we'll do this podcast from a pool bar somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if you get out or not.
Need a hotel to come on board and say, come over to our pool bar.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I won't be able to speak for, 40 seconds twice in the first, 3 hours.
Yeah. Speaking of overseas embarrassment, could I have two words followed by another two words? Weezen Pulver and Jack Watts.
Oh, Weezen.
You're fired up on this.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. Like, when it first came out, everyone obviously just draws the worst conclusion they can find and that Jack's doing. What do news people say allegedly snorting a white powder? Well, it was allegedly coke. Just say that. Can't you just say that? It was allegedly coke. That's what everyone in the world thought it was.
Well, the white powder isn't allegedly because you could see it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the bit that isn't allegedly.
It's just weird, this pathetic litigated world that we live in. But I was watching him and said, Jesus, Jack. Now, I'm being told by numerous sources that Jack enjoys himself off the field and he likes to have a drink and he wants to make the most of being a well-known AFL footballer with the opposite sex. Right? So... Good
so
on him,
far,
man.
He's human.
Absolutely.
The Lone Ranger there, I wouldn't have thought.
No, but I know a lot of people similar to that. So no drama whatsoever. But with a bloke who's probably been, I'm not sure there's been a more maligned guy playing footy than him. So he obviously probably just doesn't care. But again, to put yourself in that position, to me, I just go, you're a dumbass. You're just dumb. But there's a bigger issue at play here. There's a bigger issue at play. We all know now that the thing was completely legal. It's a substance that they have in Germany that's legal, and it's, what's it called? Weizen
Pulver.
Weizen Pulver. It sounds like something rude.
I want to buy a greyhound and call it Weasen.
Yeah, Weasen Pulver. I'm in. We're in. But there's a bigger thing at play, and it's the same with and I don't want to put this bloke in the same category as Jack Watts. What's his name? The NRL blokes.
Well, there's been a few of them, haven't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It'll
come to me. But the guy who's always got his sword out on Insta, but just always.
You still haven't narrowed it down.
His mate was no. It's like the AFL. Some AFL players go. This video comes out of an AFL player, and the NRL boys go, "Hold my beer. Here I come. I'll show you how to really stuff this up." But the problem is for me, Swanee, is the blokes are filming it,
mate.
And then what they do with it? They're your mates. They're your mates.
Well, that's my whole issue. Like, Jack Watts is entitled to do whatever he likes. He's in his off season. What's he done wrong? Really,
He's
had a couple of incidents over the off season. By law, he's broken no rules. He's done nothing wrong.
He hasn't broken
any
law.
So you could somehow argue that Ollie Wines has had a worse off season because he was.
He's going to miss 8 weeks.
Yeah, because he was doing,
We won't argue
water
that.
Water skiing or something.
But you're right.
But I could argue that he's had a worse off season because he's done something which could get him in trouble.
Perception.
I still don't think is a problem either. But Jack's done. What's he done wrong? He's enjoyed himself in his off season.
Yeah.
Like, he's done nothing legally wrong. He's had a couple of beers with his mates, but. My issue is his mates, and if I could use the C word, am I allowed to use that one here?
No.
All right.
I know your intent.
Yeah, not until we completely lose our sponsor.
Yeah, but they're, what kind of arseholes mates do you have to be to be filming that kind of stuff? It's for a laugh, and if you want to show it the next day in your group circle in Germany, that's fine, but then you got to delay it, and I've obviously learned the hard way too, and a lot of players have, but... Mate, you just can't put, especially, how would they feel if that happened to them? And just because they're nobodies and they don't have a profile.
They sent it
this
to someone.
This poor kid,
he's
just enjoying himself in Germany, thinking of all places in the world.
I'm with me best, mate.
He's going to be all right to do what he likes overseas. And then, fair enough, if they want a film to show him the next day when he's sober or something and have a laugh. But then get rid of it, because the only thing holding on to those kind of videos is going to come out somewhere. Someone's going to send it to a mate. Then as soon as you send it to someone... There, mate. Don't show anyone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's some flog down the line,
and the further you're removed away from the teammate side of things, the further you're removed, the more someone wants to prove that they're good mates with Jack Watts or someone like that, or they're mates with this famous person. He sent it to me. This is what I was there. He wasn't there, but he sends it to someone else just to prove how much how connected he is or something like that. It's just. Bullshit.
Then
the
media,
people who send that out of their mates are just shit blokes.
Then the media get a sniff.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. But, and then the media care way more about off-field topics now than they do on the field because it sells a lot more. No one gives a shit about not getting a kick on the field. Everyone cares more about, and we all fall victim to it. We all click on it, and I've tried to make a conscious effort not to click on this kind of stuff anymore because it doesn't help the player because it gets more clicks and more media sniff around and try and get
and
more dirt on more people.
But
unfortunately, that's the world we live in with camera phones and everyone trying to have the next big viral story about some unlucky footballer, which is very unfortunate. And, hope once Jack crosses that white line, he plays, some pretty good footy this year because technically he's done nothing wrong. The optics obviously don't look great. Which is shit for him.
That's the thing. Perception is
reality,
perceived.
And
our short, vertically challenged friend to my right here, Ralphie, he's a staunch D's man.
Mm.
And so he's watched Jack. And he's probably also spent a lot of time watching Nick Nat Nui, the number two pick, after Jack. That went well. If he was still at the D's, I know what you're sort of like you are, Ralph. You'd be sort of laughing with your head in your hands, just shaking your head. But... It looks horrible for Jack, and he probably needs to stay clean for his image, reputation, but he has nothing illegal.
There has to be some kind of statute of limitations, too, on when a story... If this was two off-seasons ago, it shouldn't really be a big deal now because he's done nothing wrong. Did he get sanctioned or anything? Hopefully not.
Have you had to give any of your mates pep talks along the way?
He got shouted at by Koshy. Koshy was ropeable.
Yeah, beauty.
Would you know? I'm ropeable, Jack. Yeah. I'm ropeable.
Now we've opened a door.
What are you doing, Jack? I am ropeable.
Now we've opened a door.
Dylan Napper was the rugby league. I just filled that.
Now we've opened a door. Sorry, Jane. Could you possibly know what it's like to have a president go off it at any stage?
No, not at all. We'll say, just while we're talking about the incidents with Faz. Lucky Faz when Faz.
So all this off-season stuff, people getting bagged for getting injured and hurt.
So I say, lucky he wasn't at Collingwood when this happened again, because they're talking about presidents giving sprays.
Faz is unlucky, though.
I don't know who the president of Carlton is, but I can't imagine he'd give a better spray than...
Mark Lugudice.
Well, he may give bigger spray.
Did you see the video Faz had to do? Rolled him out in the video.
Mate, Dad, I thought he was held hostage. I thought if he hadn't come out and if someone was going to behead him.
I was waiting for a bloke in an orange jumpsuit to jump in front of him. And
he looked nervous.
I said, holy shit, they're taking it seriously nowadays. Right, they're going to drop him.
Is that where they hold up the newspaper and someone hacks their legs?
Just takes their head.
And the worst thing is...
Faz is unlucky, though. He hasn't made a tackle in 6 years.
I was going to say, I've seen Faz wrestle and box. Yeah. He should not be doing that. He should be staying far clear from any kind of physical contact. That's why he's a pretty boy forward, like you. Come on, you know. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't done it.
But what about Ollie Wines? He's skiing, and he's a very accomplished skier. Like, he's an exceptional wakeboarder.
Maybe him doing a flip or something like that. Like,
not easy.
Like, what are these kids expected to do? Like, just sit in a padded room, all off season, and do nothing.
Now, Cornsy. I like Cornsy. And it appears that as each day goes by, I'm in the minority. But it's because Kane doesn't have a lot of friends, right?
Mm.
So and Kane was one of those fit blokes who weighed his food and ran all the time,
and he's fit post-season,
and got everything out of his body and
fit.
All of that sort
he's
of
stuff.
And he's still fit. He's running marathons now, Kane. He's completely lost his shit. But it's a different bloke. So I in Adelaide, there's not much to do in Adelaide, right? Mm. So I lived there for a couple of years. Not a whole lot to do. We all bought jet skis and a couple of guys had boats. We went, jet skiing and wakeboarding and skiing and kneeboarding. All the time, you have to entertain yourself. I went to Perth, I bought a Harley, I was riding my Harley to training. That's not exactly safe, but if you ride okay. Well,
you're probably not allowed to do that now. I wouldn't be surprised if you're not allowed to ride motorbike.
Oh, no, you see that some of the...
Pat Mahomes, you see...
He's playing basketball and they've blown up at him.
You see what he's probably going to get $200 million for his next fight. But you see what he's not allowed to do? He's not allowed to fart. He's not allowed to fart forcefully.
But I'm just, you might have earned your
exactly,
like
But
I understand. My $200 million, and you sort of compare him playing basketball where he could break an ankle or something to and risking $200 million to me riding my Harley, which was almost worth as much as I was getting paid. I can understand the risks involved.
Yeah, but
we both had as much to lose, didn't we?
Kids are going to be, he's a young man, but they're going to, you got to be able to let them have some freedom and do what they want, because half the boys will go mad if they have to sit in a house and just play PlayStation, some will love that, but some need to go outside, and he's done it all.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
His life.
Imagine the gambling issues.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, sure, there is some out there. So,
different things make different people tick.
Of course, they should.
As
be
you
allowed.
Know more than anyone, but, you've got to be able to relax a little.
It's a business. It's where what you know clubs like to win. It's all about winning and losing, and that's all that matters. And because with sponsors, and they want all the best players on the park. So,
well, how many calls did he get from Ed late at night or early in the morning?
Mate. Have you seen me? Do you think I'm a water skier?
No, I haven't seen you water ski. No.
Nor am I a wrestler.
Not a wrestler.
The worst feeling you ever got was when Ed, Bucks, you know, Purdy, while she'd call you on like a Monday afternoon. Yeah, that was.
You just got home.
Yeah, that was nervous.
Wait, you're just waking up.
It's just like you had plenty of time at the footy club or recovery, and you get there, and then you get home, especially if you've had a crack on a weekend, and then. You get a phone call, like half asleep on the couch, and you're on the and like your phone rings, and I always had like a little routine of going through because it happened a bit. So
before you took the call,
yeah,
like, you had to go through your own little checklist.
Yeah, so I wouldn't answer. I brushed the first call, then you could say a text would follow up, especially with Ed, and I love Ed. Ed was being. Before we get through this, Ed's been amazing for my career and probably the most supportive person at Collingwood for my whole career.
And every time, I don't know where I'd be without Ed McGuire.
And every time I've had a spray, probably because I've half deserved it.
No.
But, so I'd get there and Ed would call me or something, and then the next
minute. Did you say butt after that?
Yeah.
What was your quote last week, please?
Anything I say is fine. Yeah. So I'd, oh shit, Ed's calling. And then it'd be like, call me ASAP. It depends if it was all in caps or there caps, might be an explicit word in there. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. If he's swear texting.
Yeah.
No, that's not good news.
Nah. Swexting.
Yeah. Swexting.
Sweat.
You just made that up then?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Swexting.
So I'd get it and I'd go, all right, straight on, like, all the Herald Sun website, Age websites, make sure I'm facing on the front page for something.
Yeah, good.
Then I obviously scroll through social media and look for my name, just seeing nothing has popped up.
No, hashtag blame Dane's
one. Yeah, no, nothing like that. But sometimes something did come up. I'm like, fuck, here we go. What am I going to say?
What's happened?
Yeah, and then obviously if I was out, I'd ring the people I was out with. So, mate, you getting anything?
We get home okay?
Yeah, and what happened? And then obviously I'd call back and have to explain myself, or he'd be like, just something random about footy. Oof, my biggest sigh of relief. But like, the easiest story I can tell without probably incriminating myself in a lot of shit that didn't make the media, which, you know, a lot of stuff did come out, but
to the
footy club's credit, they pushed around a lot of stuff for me a couple of times, which was nice.
Yeah.
Without
how many last chances did you say Big Boldhouse came to that no one knew about?
Well, there was a couple there towards... You know, back end of my career life, if this makes the media, we're probably not going to be able to save you. So it was a couple of nervous sleeps when the media were fishing around.
So we didn't get the Caro then?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Or rubber.
She was one of them, was sniffing around on a couple. But I just didn't have enough sources. But so it was the Monday after the grand final 2015. I don't know who played in that, I'm not sure. But that's irrelevant. So it went to... Monday, so we had, as everyone does on grand
final. Saturday quickly turns to Monday for you.
So as everyone does on grand final weekend, Melbourne, it's a very big weekend.
Yeah, it's a great weekend.
No different to me. So we did. So we ended up having a big weekend. And gets to Monday morning and I'm in bed. And I wake up about 7 a.m., 8 a.m. And the only reason was... I woke up and because I had nothing to do all day, I was like, I'll wake up, put a bet on in the NFL, and then just wake up and then I'll record it like it's live. So give me something to do during the day. Look over, shit, I hadn't obviously got a bet on your phone like these days. Yeah. So looked at my phone, had like 100 missed calls.
Oh, truth.
Like, what's happened here? And I was like, then it was weird. So like, all the.
Racking your brain.
Yeah, all your. Texts and missed calls come up in normal font, but like Ed's was like five times the size. Like the only one I could see, and I was like, "Well, there's no way I won't be able to sleep unless I read this text. So I have to read it." Missed call. Call me ASAP.
Oh, jeez.
And he's on air. And he's on air.
The heart rate, yeah.
At this time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to have to call him. There's no way. I'm
doing breakfast radio.
Yeah. So I've prepared myself for the worst. I was like, fuck, I don't know what's going to happen here.
You're calling him blind, as in, and not as in blind as in off your face. Yeah. You're calling him blind going, yeah. I have no idea this time what this one's about.
Yeah. So woke up, called him. I was away, called him. I was like, Ed. He goes, hey, mate, have you heard the news? I was like, no, mate, give it to me. I thought, this is the end of my career. He goes, your pub's burnt down. I was like, did I do it? He's like, no, you go, oh, is that it? Thank fuck for that.
I thought it was something bad.
I thought it was something bad, mate. Turned the phone off, had the best 8 hours sleep in my life. I was like, woof. Mate, woke up, I was like, oh, that was magnificent. Probably over 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there's something I have to address. What happened? What was it?
When it went out, went to take the dog, took the dog out. There was cameras everywhere. I was like, fuck's up in, oh, the pub. Oh, beauty.
Yeah, like, one morning.
Not my fault. So, sweet as. So, that was just one of the many, many times where I'd actually done nothing wrong that day. But, so,
Ralph,
but it's happened a couple of times when I have been in trouble and it's very, very scary.
I copped one. I copped one from Ed on the back of the Blue Star Logistics truck at the Collingwood Family Day that I was emceeing. And I forgot to investigate what the raffle prizes were before we drew them. And Ed turned his back to the crowd. Ed turned his back to the crowd. I'm still facing the crowd. And I got the, how do you not know what the fucking prizes are? You get me up here and you make me look like an idiot. And I'm ripping the envelope apart. It's, like, it's a sign jumper. It's a sign jumper. And it's a sign jumper. And what's the second prize, Scotty? And I'm halfway elbow deep in that, trying to figure out what that is too. And then he goes, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Scotty. You've done an amazing job. I stood there, I reckon, for half an hour. The crowd had left going, what just happened? But, Ralph, you wouldn't have had. You worked on the footy show for 10 years. I think that was all smooth sailing the whole time. You haven't had a spray from Ed?
Always.
But what?
You know who you should have replied before when you got those text messages?
Yeah. Ralph, you just bat that away.
Yeah, I know.
You should have rang 1-300-REPAIR.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'll fix
because
everything.
Because why are we here?
We're here for
them. Do they repair relationships as well? They do everything, such a great job at everything else.
One phone call.
Yeah.
Sheen Panel Service is why we're here. The Smash Repair and Towing Business. How long have they been going?
50 years
50
in November.
Years.
50 years. And you don't last that long if you're crap.
You
it's
don't.
Simple as that.
You don't. They have 26 panel shops around Victoria.
They
and
have
if the, you're in a bingle,
yep.
What do?
Well, you just get on the phone and you ring 1-300-REPAIR. It's like for blokes like me and Swanee there who couldn't organise something in somewhere that you said earlier on. I don't remember.
Would you like me to repeat it?
No, I think we got it.
Okay, sweet.
Pretty much just said you can't organise much. For blokes like us, that's very, very bloody handy. You just ring them and they will take care of everything. And they've got like 500 loan cars too, haven't they?
They have the full range. Cool. They have utes, they have vans, they have SUVs, sedans and hatches. And, of course, Swanee, now you got your licence back. We hope that everything's okay because we hope everyone's okay. But sometimes crashes happen.
Sometimes idiots run into you.
They do. And they offer lifetime guarantees on all works. They deal with all major insurance companies. And as you said, 50 years, family owned and operated. That's Sheen Panel Service.
Good crew.
You can go to Instagram. They put some great stuff on their Instagram, Sheen Panel Service, as well as their Facebook page. And they are why we are here. Great supporters of us here. Now,
how much longer do you reckon?
What's that? They're going to stay with us.
Nah, they're good. They're good crew.
They're lovely.
So,
absolutely,
very, very good
fun
point.
Talking with them, and hopefully on for the long haul, Swanee.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure which way to go on the rundown.
I still can't believe I won't tell you a story about Ed giving you a massive call.
Well, some stage. But the on the rundown, I've sort of got
pussy
various topics. But one, I've just put a quote because it's actually from a text message that Dane sent us because we're very professional in what we do. I've got a bit of random shit to talk about. Oh, have we covered it all?
Well, how long have you got? How long is this podcast going for? As always, just random.
We got
shit.
Anything on? Last week we inadvertently uncovered the topic or the segment, Ralph, of that didn't impress the missus much.
The missus wasn't overly impressed.
Well, the reverse can go.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, she's upset you.
The husband wasn't overly impressed.
Oh no.
Not so. Well,
what's happened?
Well, nothing super exciting, but my. Obviously, I had the Albin's first birthday on Saturday night, so...
Did you let her out and come with
you? Yeah, yeah, no, she had a great night, but obviously, you know, girls like to look lovely, and Taylor always does. She went to the hairdressers at 12 o'clock.
On the day of?
Yeah. Ooh. So I think... Cause I
what time did the function start?
6 till 8,
I was in
Colac. Yeah, but what time... How long do you reckon a hair...
people.
Now, you should know, you've been around women long enough. How long do you think a haircut takes?
Oh, I'm married to a hairdresser.
No, well, then,
My haircut takes 12 minutes. Because she just stopped caring about 20 years ago.
Taylor walked in the door nearly 6 o'clock.
Appointment at 12 or did she leave at 12?
Appointment started at 12.
Oh, see, I don't get
now,
this.
I have no fucking idea what goes on in a women's hairdresser for 6 hours.
Oh,
they come back a little wavy.
Well, this is the question. So how much did you notice that Taylor was different from when she left the house?
Well, how can you, I couldn't just go, oh, yeah.
Did it,
6 hours, you've got to make a kind of a deal about, mate.
6 hours, did you expect more? Did you expect more in the 6 hours?
I expected it. Oh, fuck knows what I expected. But for 6 hours, like, what do they do in there?
Well, I don't know. My wife's recently gone back to work at a blonde concept store called Vision Blonde. And they're big on Insta and get a lot of the stars in before their big shows and that sort of stuff. And she'll go and do her 8-9 hour day on the Thursday.
But she gets one haircut in then, does she?
I say, how many clients you ripped through today? And but they have a team, and she might say five, but they've got a team of five, or they're all doing a certain part of work on that person. It's like a pit crew. Come in, zzz, 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 do some stuff and move on to the next one, get some colour over there. I learned a word called balayage. Anyone know what that means? No, me neither.
Yep.
Balayage, that's in hairdressing.
Bellyache, maybe?
Cooking.
No, don't know what it is. But did she manage to tell you how much it cost her?
Oh, man, I don't want to know. No.
What do you think? So Taylor was at the hairdresser for 5 hours, 6 hours? And
I've got no idea. Well, if you're getting tattooed for 5 hours, 150, 160 an hour, there's, what's that, $400 if you're doing the math?
Did you say 160 an hour?
That's really bad math, but anyway.
Close enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but tattoos, I think, your hair grows out. Your hair grows out and you got to go back every 6 weeks. You don't have
some like yours, Dustin's going the other way.
Hey, I have a very thick, lush head of hair. So you don't know? How much would you suggest?
You could have a couple hundred.
I'll give you an under-over. So yeah. Taylor was at the hairdresser for 6 hours.
Yes.
If I said as a number, 500, more likely to be under or over.
About the mark. You're talking about the mark now. So I tell stories about, some haircuts and you know what it is. You get what you pay for.
Do they get anything else?
I'm not sure what they've...
Has this occurred to you, Dane?
Well, sure. It's not a massage parlor, is it? I'm not sure what the equivalent of a happy ending is.
Well, they do last a lot longer than us anyway, so no wonder they're in there for 5 hours.
Has this occurred to you, Dane, that if it's 500, that could have been 2 weeks' wages if they'd have accepted your application when you went for the doll?
Yeah. I know. Mate, it's an obscene amount of money to pay for hair, isn't it? Just wear a hat.
But...
like a beanie on.
Yeah, girls love that. Did you at least say you look lovely? You're not going to do that.
I've just come up with... instead of going,
where have you been?
Take 6 hours. I was going to say I'm down getting a haircut now. I'm bare for 6 hours, but I'm going down the pub.
That's about the
equivalent.
Yeah, yeah, no, mate, it's a strange one. Blokes will never get their head around that.
Mate, it's absurd. Oh, mate, it baffled me. I was her mates had come over, knocked on the door. I was actually having a nap on the couch, and one of them knocked on the door. She goes, "Where's Taylor?" I don't know, fucking hairdressers, apparently. all her friends were at our joint before. About 3 hours before Taylor, so I don't know what kind of goes on at this hairdresser.
I can tell you right now.
It baffled me, mate.
It was 6 hours of talking about all of your flaws. That's what it was.
Well, she'd still be there.
All of your flaws. Well, she goes back in 6 weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So while we're on this topic about things we don't quite get on the female agenda.
Oh, geez, this is 12 episodes.
Could I read you this from the news during the week?
Sure.
For Nicole Livingston, the head of AFLW.
And I love Nick. She's a star.
She's
of
a star.
She is, yeah.
The final destination for women's AFL is for the word women's to be discarded and to have footy genderless. The AFL's head of women's football wants people to watch their game and not be caught in debate about the male game versus the female game. Your thoughts, please, Scott, when you get your hand out of your head, out of your hands.
Go on, Nick. But they're women and there's men. And the men played AFL because they were playing AFL, so it was just called AFL. But now there's another competition that the women play, and to differentiate them, they say AFL women. I don't get it. I don't understand. If people are comparing the two, is she worried about people saying, oh, women's football is not as good as men's football? Is that what she might? Or she just doesn't want the word women's to be involved in
Or she wanted football. To play against each other.
It's genderless football. What the hell?
As in, so when the Australian Open's on,
yes.
Serena Williams playing.
Yes.
But it's not tennis women. She's just playing tennis.
But it's always been a both-sex sport. Maybe it could be, because if you're playing footy and you're so hot, did you check the pies on the weekend?
Yep.
Which ones?
On the same day in the Australian. Drop the labels, abandon subjects, forget the gender, it's all sport, from Kate Palmer. It's time to rewrite the language of Australian sport. We need to drop the unnecessary divisive labels and erase the gender bias that's become accepted and ingrained. There is no longer a place in the subcategory known as women's sport.
Well, that,
what do you mean?
But there is, and I can't play it.
Yes.
Neither can you. Neither can you, Swanee. You can't play it. No. Because you're not a woman.
Because AFL's insurance won't let me play footy anymore.
That's right.
So that's a topic for another day.
There's a reason that it's in the Olympics. It's the women's 100-meter final.
Yeah.
It's the men's 100-meter final.
Do you get
the women's javelin? It's the women's shot put, maybe those two could merge together, but it's
the javelin looks, and the shot put.
No,
together.
No, the women's shot put and the men's shot put. They look pretty similar, but
okay.
It's just too far. Like, well, most normal, level-headed blokes, which I'd like to think that all of us are, right? I know a lot of things shit me, but most blokes who have half a brain go, absolutely equality, yeah, go for your life. Go for your life.
You have a daughter?
Yeah.
She's and sporty?
Up until they invented AFLW, I had no idea what she was going to do with it because she looks a lot like me. She's not going to be a model. Right. If she is, it's plus size. And I love it a bit, right? She's all me, my little girl. I adore her at six.
Six, yeah.
Right? And she's a little, and she's got me eating out of her hands.
Yeah.
She knows that. So I'm all for it, absolutely.
Yes.
Everyone. But they're still men and they're still women.
It's and, got a W in front of it for women's AFL.
No, they put it at the end so oh, no one they? Called it.
Yeah.
AFL. Okay, there you go. Well, it's at the end then.
Or Australian Women's Football League. They couldn't call it AWFL because, you know, what that spells and it opens up too much jokes. It's awful.
Oh, okay.
But I just think that's just too far. That's just too far. There's nothing wrong with saying... did you see the AFLW or did you see the women's footy?
So to me, it's
I've had no problem. I think it's brilliant that we can actually see the women's footy.
So to bring you in, Dane, to me far. It's like the AFLW are spending too much time on imbeciles and social media, the handful, bagging it, saying, oh, well, what about people who bag us instead of just worrying about the people who like it?
Give us a shit out of
you probably know what it's like to be bagged.
Oh, relentlessly. If you're worried about what... The minority, well, you're going to be worried about a lot of stupid shit.
You're just a loud minority now. That's all it is. Every nuffy has a voice.
Like we said, like, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. So, I think they mean immediately or in like 50 years. But
they want it now that there's no women's sport or men's sport. It's just
ridiculous because it's what it is. It's men's.
It's men and women.
Tennis, it's men's football.
There's that sort of argument there that sets.
Surely they're not saying it's derogatory or it's putting it down. Surely not. It's just saying
I think they think that. Whereas people who like it is the majority because look at the attendances, look at Oz Kick Clinics now, full of girls. Junior footy clubs.
Junior club that I coach my son's team at went from 11 teams to 18 teams. It's bloody brilliant.
Yeah. Yep.
It's going great. So we're all actually fans of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not saying.
It's like they're looking for a fight that isn't there.
That's the problem. Yeah. And that's what works against the argument. That's what it works against the cause.
And it takes away the attention off. The game, and everyone just starts worrying about stupid shit that doesn't need to be talked about. Instead, whoever wrote those articles should be focusing on the brilliant stuff that the women are doing in sport instead of worrying about, even that sentence, what I meant to say about the people who are going really well in sport. And people be like, what are you fucking talking about? I said, well, I'm not allowed to, you know, that meant, we have to get rid of women's names and all have gender neutral names so everyone has to be called Billy or. Yeah.
Don't get me started on gender neutral toilets either, because if that's just that's the most alarming thing I've ever heard of in my life. Yeah. Like you can go use whatever toilet you associate yourself with. fantastic! Tonight I feel like a chick, and some creepy sexual predator goes in there. Oh, I feel like a chick. I was a chick.
Yeah. I'm getting
gender neutral toilets are just ridiculous. It opens up the world for a whole lot of pain and trauma. But see, this is the problem too. Like, so my favourite player, and it's not going to shock either one of you. Apart from, you know, the couple of girls that I know, like, you know, Erin Phillips is a superstar. Chelsea Randall, who plays at Adelaide as well. She's an ex-Swan Districts girl, superstar. My favourite player is Tex Perkins, Sarah Perkins, full forward. And you know what? I should be able to say, you know why I like her? Because she's a full forward, she's carrying a bit, and she celebrates beautifully. I like that. I was a full forward. I carried a bit. And I carried on a bit too. She's just like me. But I can't say that now, Ralph.
It was all about
you. If I was on air and said, oh, I love Sarah Perkins, you know what? She's not a fit-looking athlete like all these other. She's carrying a little bit. She's a great player and loves her footy.
See that thing in front of you?
Ah, good on.
Yeah, you said if I was on air, that's actually the microphone you're talking into. But...
Well, we're on air for our show. We can't, can't get dumped off your own show, can you? Surely.
All right, well, let's finish with a really
Do you find any of that offensive?
Not in the slightest.
Someone will.
No. Someone will.
But I've been fat shamed too. So
you have been fat shamed
on the back page of the Herald Sun. And
Robert Walls called you fat, didn't he?
No, Fat Chance was my. you know, men have feelings too.
Yeah, like, we're
good,
real people.
Good luck, Robbo called me fat. Like, good luck, Robbo calling a woman or a person who plays football in a different league to the men.
Remind people exactly what happened then, please.
I got called. It's day one of preseason. Listen, I'd like to enjoy myself over the off season because
nothing wrong with
you. Don't give that impression.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what you do. It's what the off season's for. It's why Jack Watts was doing it. It's why Ollie Wines was, you know, water scans. Why Faz was wrestling. Because people
before enjoy yourself. Video.
Yeah, exactly. So I was
no
day,
arguments
day one
in
back.
This booth, mate.
Exactly. Day one back, and I'd obviously been running.
How far into your career? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, it was
10 years.
Yeah, it was well and truly. Yeah, so
fairly established,
and I'd come off hip surgery too, so I was just getting back in, and obviously I had to run laps, and I was absolutely cooked, and I was had my shirt off, which was a silly mistake, and
rookie era Scott,
yeah, exactly,
never
happened again. Never happened again.
After I was 21.
I started wearing a rashie after that, just so no one could see, and a hoodie.
I was wearing spandex.
Yeah, I was just laying down, sucking them in, like bent over, and then the next day in the paper. Fat Chance or something about the shape. Like, day one of pre-season. It's like, give us a spell. You know, men have feelings too.
Yeah.
No one likes being fresh out on the back page of the paper, so...
Did you get a text like Rigby ASAP?
No, not from Ed, no. But I would have liked to have spoken to whoever wrote it. I'd like to see them try it on one of the women's footballers now, but why is it okay for them to comment on the men?
No.
Well, if we want to be genderless stuff like that, well...
Isn't that the
conversation? I got abused, I got picked on or sledged at the Hanging Rock races we were at, Ralph, couple of weeks ago.
With the people?
Yeah, with the people, and I was up there emceeing the marquee, and there was a few the older ladies who'd come in from Swan Hill, and there weren't enough chairs and that for everyone. Yeah. It was a pretty warmish day. Mm. I said, now, fellas, if you just have a look around, a few of the ladies here have just got off the bus here from Swan Hill, and they're here, and they're sort of a bit stuck for chairs, so if you're going okay and you don't mind handing up your chair for one of the ladies, that'd be fantastic. And a chick in front of me goes, it's 2019. I said, I don't give a shit.
you wouldn't have said it that way.
I said, if my mum was here, she would come down and ring my ear if I didn't say those things and say, hey, stand up for a lady. That's what you do. I still open doors for ladies. I still let ladies first. But they're getting trouble from some people now. And I'll always do that. I don't give a toss.
People want to be offended.
You're a gentleman.
Let's finish on a really good news story. Is, yeah. Really good news story was Magic Door turning up for the team photo at North Melbourne.
Yeah.
We don't need to go on the specifics, but can I ask you something general? Because you're going on the ride with Wayne Schwoss. Mm. Have you, as far as, like, you get angry about
on your Harley
doing
or?
The ride.
I hear the name Wayne Schwoss now and it shits me.
But what have you learned about the mental health?
Oh, it's amazing, yeah. So I was one of those people, Ralph, that... would have been the reason why Swatter could never have come out. So he played 12 of his 13, 14 years of AFL football, suffering severe...
Great career.
Yeah, superb career. Suffering severe depression.
Yep.
I was in the crowd in 96 grand final looking on jealously as they held the Premiership Cup. And Swatter, this is what mental health, you know, depression and anxiety does to people. And fortunately, I haven't had to deal with it myself. But... he was standing there with the Premiership Cup in his hand, trying to figure out how to kill himself that night because that's how his mind was just playing tricks on him, right? And I'm sitting there in the crowd jealous of this play. So there's a lot of people, and the more you start talking about mental health and normalising it. So I was one of those people that was always taught, if you go to a footy club, how are you? I'm great, thanks. How are you? If you just said, I'm not bad, run five laps. Well, let's go here, and I'll show you how not bad you are. Oh, I'm a bit flat. Harden up. Toughen up. You know, don't be a pussy. And that was always the way we're brought up. We, you know, bury your feelings, bury your problems. Don't show anyone your problems. Deal with it and be positive all the time. Well, sometimes you just, that's not the way to go about it. And that's not the way it works. So I've had to educate myself on it. And last year, riding 1,433 kilometres with Swatter and the Pucker Up team from Sydney to Melbourne, which most people are sitting going, hang on, it's only 800 kilometres. That's how messed up Swatter is. He makes you go the long way about it, the reptile. And he's got me back on board to do it again. We go on the 6th of March.
Yep.
And we're going to do 1,800 kilometres in 10 days, including climbing Mount Hotham. But on all the days, and I struggled a few days, as you'd imagine, Ralph, I'm not built for a bike.
Not really.
Or not for a push bike. I'm built for a couple of bikes, not a push bike. And to hear the stories of Swatter go through his career, and he does forums wherever we stop, and then as I talk about it, a couple of mates come and talk to me about it and say, well, you don't know this, but if I got the dose right twice, I wouldn't be here with you right now. I went, well, I fell over. I got another mate who, toughest bloke I know, blew me away, confided in me that he was struggling. And so it happens to all people. It doesn't discriminate at all, this mental health issue. And it's just something that blokes like me, who have always been, this again, get over it, come on, this is rubbish, blah, blah. You just got to open your eyes a bit because something like 65,000 people in Australia a year attempt their life. And unfortunately, last year, 3,128 succeeded. So I think most people now are starting to understand, or most younger people now understand, people about my age are still the ones that are battling because we were taught a different way to think. But guys coming through now, we're sort of breaking down that stigma that it's not a sign of weakness, that it can affect anyone, it doesn't discriminate. And Magic Door, geez, he's in good nick, isn't he? Looks magnificent, Adonis, a new life when his family came here, playing AFL football. There's not many blokes that wouldn't want to look like him.
Absolutely.
And, for him to be susceptible to it too is just a wake-up call to everyone to say, hey, it can hit anyone. Go and ask your mates if they're okay.
And while you were saying that, I'm looking at you, Swanee, and I watched your dad, a VFA legend, kick the winning goal in a grand final. And also you've said that he's a Warfie as well. I reckon that hard bastard background.
Staunch, stoic, breadwinner, but no weakness.
Things are now different.
I just want to echo those sentiments. It's great to see Mad Jack back. And, I guess whether he plays again or not, it's not the issue. It's just
like even talking about him. Exactly. It
would be a huge lift for the boys and probably for him just to be back around the boys and, talking shit, taking the piss out of each other. Yeah. Just what you love being around a footy. That's what you miss about being around a footy club. So, whatever happens with his career.
You come across any of your mates that you know, and I'm not asking for names, but you know blokes who are battling or are seeing someone about it?
It's happened recently enough in around my circle. So, and you just don't, you never know. They could be the funniest, bravest, life of the party type person. And then all of a sudden, you don't know what people are dealing with once they go home and get home on their own, and it's when all the demons run through their heads. So it's a horrible, horrible thing. And unfortunately, it's not probably as easy to talk about as it should be, but we're certainly going down the right track we're certainly getting better. So hopefully, you can raise some money and, if it stops one person from thinking about that, you've done your job.
Let me ask you, because
I'm not stretching myself into Lycra and riding these hills and these Ks for the fun of it.
You mentioned in a different session in a jock away with Alex Masolo, but his battle was public, and also at the time Mark Robinson rightly copped it for saying, back at the footy club. But he too, in fairness, I'm not here to stick up for Mark Robinson, but he and society would have learnt a lot from that type of reaction, because as you said, sometimes if you're battling, being around your mates and being in a group is absolutely the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's you have to take each case as they come, and definitely some people might need the space to go away and be with their family or just be with their partner or whatever it is. And some people need to be around the boys and around whoever it is and having a laugh and using it as a distraction and getting out and training. Sometimes that can be the best medicine, getting out and just playing. And when you don't have to, when you're not thinking, because when you're out training or you're playing, you haven't got time to think about anything else. So all you do is solely focus on getting the footy and trying to help your side win. So sometimes that can be the best medicine, but I'm obviously not qualified to figure any of that out, but I hope
it's not a matter of being qualified. It's just a matter of being open to the discussion now and saying, I can't be empathetic because I don't understand it myself.
Sure.
So I can be sympathetic and I can be helpful, and I can ask my mates, are you going all right? Everything all right in your world, mate? You know, going okay? It's just a matter of making sure that if someone says they're battling, you don't take the piss, because there's nothing to take the piss out of. And we actually, we're all, tough blokes and whatever like that. But as you said before, don't we all have feelings?
Absolutely.
And, it's not a bad thing. So, check in on your mates, girls as well. I mean, the year we went, there was 2,866 people in 2016 committed suicide. Of that, 700s was women. So, it affects everyone. And it just shouldn't be these barriers between people getting help or thinking that there's barriers that they can't get help.
So not
there's a lot of help.
Not in the slightest talking down anything you just said, but in fact the other way, if we can promote what you're doing selflessly, Dane, your big social media imprint, and to maybe promote our show along the way, can you do the show in Lycra next week to help promote what you're doing?
I would have thought next week I will be doing a show in Lycra, Ralph, because I'll probably be doing it at the top of Mount Hotham or something. It's a Wednesday. I think we're leaving on Wednesday. So I might do a show from Nagambi in a couple of weeks' time.
So people can see you all over Victoria over the next couple of weeks.
There'll be some photos. All around Victoria. Go to Pucker Up, P-U-K-A, Pucker Up, and check it out. Swatter, madman.
If you are hearing us via not Apple iTunes, we will shortly be on Apple iTunes, but all our various social media platforms are up and running. Facebook,
is it a classification
Instagram,
issue? Will?
Twitter,
is there a classification issue?
It could be.
Is it my fault?
It could be.
Fuck no.
Thanks to Sheen Panel Service. This has been Hump Day with Scotty and Swanee.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.